The Anchorage Police Department today identified the two officers and suspect involved in a fatal weekend shooting. And as APRN's Alaska Public Media's Josh Edge reports, police say the gun used by the suspect in Saturday's shooting has now been linked to five Anchorage murders.
APD identified the suspect in Saturday morning's shooting as 40-year-old James Dale Ritchie. Lieutenant John McKinnon is commander of the department's Homicide and Robbery Assault Section. He says the Colt Python 357 Ritchie used has been linked to five other Anchorage homicides this summer from early July through late August.
The two victims at Post Road, the one victim at Boland Street, and two from the Valley of the Moon Park.
McKinnon says detectives met with the victims' families Tuesday morning to relay the new information. APD Police Chief Chris Tolley identified the officers involved in Saturday's shooting, beginning with injured officer Arne Salau, a five-year veteran of the department.
He immediately returned gunfire and physically fought off his assailant. At the same time, as this is occurring, a second officer who's in the area rode up on the incident, and Sergeant Mark Patsky of our canine unit charged and returned fire, and together they were able to stop this individual.
Ritchie was killed in the gun battle. During the attack, Chief Tolley says Officer Salau was shot at least four times in the lower part of his body.
Even though he's hit in the lower part of the body and entered the body in the lower extremes, the bullets traveled and went up into the middle of his body, fracturing bones, ripping apart muscle, ripping through his intestines, and even lodging in the liver.
Despite the seriousness of the injuries, Chief Tolley says after two surgeries, Officer Salau's condition is now listed as stable.
I'm happy to tell you that despite some infections setting in over the weekend, we think we're past that, and the officer actually got up. He's been moved out of ICU, and the officer has been up and begun to try to take some steps.
And after visiting the wounded officer Tuesday in the hospital, Chief Tolley says Officer Salau plans on taking even more steps. Saturday's incident began when Officer Salau made contact with James Ritchie while investigating a report of a theft stemming from a man who refused to pay his cab fare. But Lieutenant McKinnon says Ritchie was not that man.
I know that Mr. Ritchie was in the area during the event, and so we would contact people as if they were witnesses, if they saw anybody, hey, where did you see someone matching this description? And so he is not the person that was involved in the cab theft.
And McKinnon says Ritchie's motive for opening fire is not immediately clear.
We're not sure what the suspect was thinking or what was going through his thoughts. All we do know is that he immediately goes at the officer and produces a handgun and shoots at him multiple times.
McKinnon says APD will not release video, citing its graphic nature, as well as an effort to preserve evidence in ongoing cases. As part of its ongoing investigation, McKinnon says the case, along with the five murders associated with the weapon, remains open. He says investigators will continue to look into Ritchie's past, including other places he may have lived, to find out if there are any other cases to which he may be linked. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.